Would you care to talk about the concept of collegiality? Sometimes there's quite a bit made of this aspect of service on the Supreme Court.
Well, there is a lot more collegiality than the general public, and I think for that matter the media thinks there is, or would like to think there is. There aren't any disagreements and so forth that I ever discovered ran to legal philosophy and not political philosophy. One of my ex-colleagues, Justice Thomas Giles Kavanaugh, used to have a saying that I remember he said, or I heard that he said early on when I went on the court, the members of the Supreme Court are, for a certain period of time, involuntary seatmates. You didn't choose with whom you sit. And consequently, you just have to, there has to be a certain amount of collegiality. And right now in the legal profession, there's all this talk about civility and professionalism and so forth. And I think on the court, at least, civility, certainly, and professionalism and collegiality always did obtain much more than people thought it did. And now, for whatever reason it is, the profession is waking up to this, that civility right now in the practice of law is not what it once was. And we ought to do something about it. But on the court, at least it was not any great problem.